No, see, I'm just trying to find out about the language that you all use here in Fort Valley, you know, how you term certain things. Mm-hmm. If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called the what? Mm-hmm. If you have two horses, and you're using these two horses to go somewhere, that horse on the left, what do you call him?
On the left side.
Uh-huh.
Well, I call him on the left side, but you can change that horse and put him on the right side.
Okay, but what would you call that horse on the left side?
A left-hand horse.
Well, let me ask you this way then. When you plow the two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? You understand that?
Yeah, that's kind of a lead horse.
The what?
A lead horse.
Oh, no, it's a lead horse. Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
Little horse. That flying little place, you know, and if you walk and you go with him, and it won't sort of dirt up on the other side, well, you say, well, that's got to be a law, so you got to put it up and put it right.
Okay.
That's just a little horse.
All right, if you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a... What they're saying is, if you got... suppose you're going to Detroit, and you've gotten part of the way to Detroit, and you haven't finished your trip yet, and you're still heading toward Detroit, so you still got... something to go. So how would you say it?
Well, I got delayed. If I got delayed in there, I got delayed in Mexico. I got delayed in
Yeah, but now think about the way I'm reading it. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
Yeah.
A what?
Trip.
A trip or what? You are a long,
say, well, I'm traveling, and I got delayed or something like that,
mm-hmm.
And I ain't got, you know, where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
And how would you term that? Detroit is still a... You still got a distance to go now.
That's a long way.
Okay.
I still got a long ways to go.
Uh-huh. If something is very... Now, well, if you know... if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, that means you know where you can find it. You would say that you can find that just about
a minute.
Now, like, we got a big chick here in Fort Valley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in another town, they got a big chick. In another town, they got a big chick. So we can say that you can find a big chick
anywhere.
Oh, okay. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backwards.
If he fell this way, he fell. Did you, now suppose you were fishing and you say, did you catch any fish? You say,
no.
Just no?
Because I didn't catch any. Fish.
Okay.